Triple Hop. Now we're joined by Matt Biermatter. He is back in. We've got a late start tonight, so Matt, always good to get you back on.
Yes.
But we're also joined by Grizzly Beers. Tony, thank you for joining us. Now, for those of you that don't know, every mid-year for the last few years now, Tony has run a mid-year sort of best beers of the year on Instagram. So Tony, do you want to talk us through a little bit about that? And how well received was it this time around?
Yeah, it was massively well received. Yeah, I mean, firstly, just thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. Great to be chatting with you guys. Yeah, like you say, kind of every year, last 3 years now, I've done this this mid-year beer premiere. So kind of midway through the year, just a kind of opportunity to check in, see what everyone's been drinking, see what everyone's been enjoying. Essentially, just get everyone to submit their favorite or their top, you know, 9 beers of the year so far, the first 6 months of the year. Everyone sends them in, uses the hashtag mid-year beer premiere. And then I've got the enviable task of pulling them all together and compiling a bit of a list of the ultimate beers of the year so far. As you well know, Neil, from your
Well, running the end of the year one, I know exactly the joys of running a spreadsheet. But I've got to say, it's always a good gauge for the best beer of the year. Last year, of course, the North of the Half. A double IPA came up top in your mid-year, and it won the beer of the year as well. And we got to say, right, it's been an incredibly strong first half of the year, like ridiculously strong. So I none of us have any clue what's coming up. We haven't seen anything about this. It's very interesting. So Tony, why don't you like run down 10 through 1? We'll comment on the beers as we go on, including yourself, and let's see what's coming up. It's exciting times.
Yeah, for sure. Like you say, I think this year in particular, we've just had so many beers, such great beers out there, and such great variety. Mm-hmm. We've had, I guess, just kind of quickly headline figures before we go into it, more than 200 people submitting their mid-year beer premiere. Within that, well, that was probably more than 400 different unique beers. Wow. You know, this is just UK beers as well. It went kind of further afield this year. It kind of took off this year. So we had a load of people in Germany and Denmark and all over the place joining in. But
great to see.
That's cool. It's like you think about it, like maybe in like 2-3 years' time, you're gonna have that Yanks are gonna be at it, and if it spreads,
we've got to the point where a load of people are submitting a UK top 9 and a US one as well. So
I do the same, like. I'm going to part my top UK and top US.
So over 400 different beers, and that's from over 100 different UK breweries as well. So we've had loads in there.
That's incredible. That shows you this year, though, how competitive it has been, though. Like, it's been huge. Like, how hard it was. I think I spoke to Tony, and I was saying, like, I think my top 9, I whittled it down from 44 beers. And I was like, how the hell do I get 44 down to 9? And you're sitting there going, what am I going to remove?
I think another thing
this time around is that we're halfway through. If last year was very much the year of the collaboration with the US brewery, this time around, because of COVID, and because of the fact that we haven't had the collaborations, I can think of at least one that will probably be top 3, probably 2 that will be top 5 with US breweries. But very much last year was dominated by US collaborations. I think that's going to be very different this time around. I'm there to be challenged.
Let's go.
Come on, let's see what we've got.
let's kick things off then, and I think the first one, if I start at number 10, is going to be one that's just been brought up. Number 10 in the mid-year beer premiere is Wylam and Finbacks paying the price for a smooth ride.
It's a beautiful bit. I thought it was a great use of Sabro. I thought it was a lovely bit. Really, really well executed. Loved it.
Yeah, no more comments for me. Like, exactly the same. I thought it was solid, double IPA. I think it's one of those, like, it's difficult because, like, it was at the beginning of the year. And when you do the mid-review, like, people kind of have, it has to be amazing. If it's in the first 3 months, it has to be amazing.
Yeah.
It has to be stand out.
I'm interested to see where, if Big House Waltz from North comes in the top 10, because that was really early on in the first half of the year. Okay. Use of Sabro, that Wylam beer, bang on. Absolutely bang on. Because it brought an air of earthiness, didn't give me the mint or the coconut. It was just a great use of great use of the hop.
It was a good beer. I remember it being super drinkable.
Let's go nine. Yeah, I mean,
this is the thing, as you say, Neil, it's a snapshot in time. So there'll be beers in there that you might have drunk right back, you know, 5-6 months ago that might not be necessarily at the forefront of your mind when you're pulling together the top nine. So, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. So we'll move on then. Number nine, another beer that's come up already, and a bit of a break from the usual juice that fills our grids is Cloudwater's My Continuous Improvement.
Wow, number nine.
Well, look, it's the first. If I remember, if I'm thinking back to these grids, it's the first time that a non-hazy has ever graced a top nine, right? Which is testament in itself, because we all love a New England IPA, right? That is the number one style. So for a beer to hit the top 10, that is fantastic. Look, I love that beer. I'm a massive advocate of that beer. I will post up on other people's posts about how much I love it. It was a pure chocolate fest. I thought the first iteration was better than the second. My own opinion.
100%. The first batch was a lot better, but batch two was still good. But we, like you said, like we discussed it, and we're looking forward to the My Continuous adjunct version coming out from next week onwards.
Yeah.
And there's some very, very like amazing adjuncts going to be putting that My Continuous thick.
They've got beer. That base recipe absolutely locked down, right? Yeah.
We're not allowed, it's not our play to say, we just got told, but we know what's going to happen. And I'd be very excited, very, very excited about what's going to happen to that base.
Hell yeah. That is a fantastic execution. And at the end of the day, right, you get all these like wonderful pastry stouts coming in from the US. This is our contribution to that on a, you know, that is a world-class offering on a pastry stout. It really is. It's got the Cloudwater name on it. I'd put that up against an Angry Chair or anything else. I think it's fantastic. It's magnificent beer.
Yeah, as you say, for an Imperial Stout or any dark beer to break into the top 10 is a big achievement, because I think, you know, all of us here and majority of people who submitted their top nines, it's pretty much hazy, big, juicy, yes. IPAs, double yeah. IPAs, triple IPAs. So,
yellow.
Yeah, completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's great to see a dark beer break that high into the chart. Magnificent. So, yeah, that's good to hear. So, what we've got at 8, Tony?
So, number 8 is a collaboration. And it's a three-way collaboration between Daya, Track, and Verdant. And it's I Got You, the beer that was brewed Finbach's Whale Watching.
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
I had that. I thought it was a great beer. I mean, it's a very good Daya. There's very, very little that like slips beneath the very good Daya line.
I think that if they'd been released in like May or June, I think that would have dominated absolutely dominated. I thought it was an exceptional double IPA. It was one of those that got a mention for me. It was just literally outside the top nine. But like you were saying, Turner, like I think that like it's all a snapshot. If that was released in May, June, that would have dominated this year.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, I thought it was a great beer, but Sound Machine Groove to me was better. I'm hoping that that's still coming, but that's just my own opinion. I think that, you know, Daya make consistently great beers, such great beers, very much like Verdant would have been thought of in 2019, 2018, that because the being able to distinguish between them is so small, you get a saturation of votes and it might sort of like split the vote. I don't know, but it's a great beer. Kudos for the can art, right? With Anthony from Finback on it. Brilliant. Yeah. Sorry.
I've got a spoiler alert for you, Neil. Sound Machine Groove was also in my top nine, didn't make it into the top 10 overall. Just missed out in number 12 position.
Okay.
But there is more
Matt,
data.
That was in
come.
Yours, right? Surely.
Let's go to the next
Groove,
one.
Daya didn't make it.
Let's go to the next one.
What have we got next?
Number 7. Again, another beer that's already come up and clearly a popular beer amongst the masses was North's Big House Waltz.
Wow, I didn't think that one made the top nine. That's good. Yeah, that's a massive shout to North. You know, like you do usually
to come out. That's January, right? I remember when that came out in January, people were saying, "Close the top nine now. We have a winner for the best of year."
Yeah,
you know, obviously we're going to get fantastic beers after that. But for that to still be in the memory, it was in my top nine, by the way. But that to still be in the memory, come end of June, beginning of July. That's an awesome beer.
Yeah, for me, that was better than the North of the Half, which won it last year. I thought
it was very similar, wasn't it? Because it was that sort of marmalade, deep sort of orange, very punchy. Yeah, it was almost a sister beer for that. Great beer.
Awesome.
Yeah, with you on that. So then coming in at number 6, we have Tracks If Not Now.
Oh, wow.
Surely
that should have been higher. Wow, that surprises me.
Only had that
for me. That's the best dipper this year. So I'm interested to see what people have rated higher as a better dipper because I don't know.
I mean, look, I'm going to be biased on the triple hop front, but for me, that is the beer of the year. With the track of the North Tippers in at joint second. But there's always a question of availability as well, which I guess is going to come to mind. I mean, track, think about it, right? This time last year, they'd only just got into cans. Now they've got at least one, and it's going to be at least one in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
That's magnificent, right? It's magnificent for them. But yeah. That is a fabulous beer. It had, for me, it had everything I'd want in a dipper. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking back at your summary of the beer of the year in 2019, and when you obviously did your top 10 beers of the year, and then you did your breweries of the year, and Track weren't in there in terms of top five. I think a lot of people would agree what they've been putting out this year is definitely top five territory.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah! I've got the two new dippers, the oat cream and the collaboration with Range in the fridge. Matt and Simon went in on. Ryan's got them as well. I'm going to crack them over the weekend. I can't wait to get into them. We've got them as well,
Nicely located.
We've got the other half collaboration in today as well. So,
I'd go as far to say that Tracker probably my favourite UK brewery at the moment.
And they lovely people as well. Let's not take away how great they are as people. Lovely.
So moving on.
Yes, go on. We're top five now, Tony.
So this is it. Top five territory. So again, they've been mentioned a couple times already. But in at number five, we have Dayers Saturated in Citra.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good shout.
It's a great beer. I remember, what was it, Matt? Was it the tail end of 2018? Me, you and Craft Beer Bob. First iteration of that in Brewdog in Brighton, where we did that massive beer share.
You didn't make
it. We sat down, we were quite disappointed with that. But we spoke to Daya with the fact that, you know, we got that ongoing iteration of a recipe, and 2-3 times in, feeling much more comfortable with it. That is a significantly better beer than it was the first time that we had it. It's better than Saturated in Simcoe. I've not had the Saturated in Mosaic. I had the Saturated in Motueka, and that was...
Yeah, that was good.
Different. But look, the point is, whether you like Motueka or not, it's a wonderful showcase for the beer. Coming back to this, the Citra version, everyone loves Citra. And if anyone's going to showcase it in the UK as well as that, it's going to be them, right? It's a beautiful, it's a great execution. Yeah, I can understand why the love is there for that beer. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I've only ever been down to the Dayer tap room once, probably a good 18 months or so ago now. But had a load of their beers on tap, and that was the one that stood out for me when, you know, having it on fresh from the brewery, saturated. I haven't had it this year, but when I had it, you know, on tap at the brewery, that was the absolute standout for me.
Top four?
Yeah, down to the top four. And to give you a little bit of a sneak peek, we're into tipper territory now. So, you know, I've heard a lot of times already this year about 2020 being the year of the tipper. And I was a little bit skeptical at first, and then I'm seeing more and more breweries putting out tippers, and they're just getting absolutely eaten up out there, and clearly going down well. So top four is proper tipper territory.
All four tippers? Are all four tippers?
All four tippers.
Oh, wow.
No way.
So yeah, number four is the Northern Monk Other Half Equilibrium Gamma Vortex.
Wow. Which, let's be honest, I swear to God, if that had a wider distribution, that would be even higher. That's a magnificent beer right there. I mean, my faith in Northern Monk was on the wane. I've made no secret about it, but that made it. They knocked that out of the park, right? Matt, you had the Vortex, right?
Yeah.
This time around?
Yeah.
What do you think? Impressive?
I thought it was good. I don't think it was great. Sorry.
I didn't have it. If anyone's got one out there, send me one, because I didn't.
It was a really good tipper. It was really
Send me one too.
Compared to like the track tipper, the hops just didn't pop as much. It's just a bit more subdued. Like, it's super smooth, but it's really good. But no, it's not as good as the first one.
I thought it was. Look, it was a lighter drink than, say, the North and the track. I'm not going to call them like totally similar. I see them vying for one and two here, but they were much bigger mouthfeels than that Northern Monk. But the Northern Monk, I thought, had a drinkability that was magnificent. Right? Depends what you're after. You know, you're talking nearly 10% on that Northern Monk. It was magnificent in terms of. It felt like it was 7.5. I thought it was great, absolutely great. Well, we got top three then, Tony.
So I think you've already alluded to a couple of them in at one and two, and you'd be right in thinking that. So in at number three, we've got Wylam's Thank Your Lucky Stars, their 10.3% tipper.
I thought that was a really, really great, really special beer.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good, but I've made my opinions known earlier. I thought the Smooth Ride was better, and I definitely thought the Northern Monk was better. But still, it's worthy of a place in the top 900%. I'm not going to say that way.
No, it was my top three. It was my number three, I would say. Yeah.
I mean, it was clearly, it was popular out there. And actually, I should probably say as well, between 1, 2, and 3, we've got a fair distance. After that, it was a little bit more. There wasn't a lot in it, so saturated in Citra tracks, If Not Now and North's Big House Waltz. There was literally 3 points in between those three.
Wow!
So it was really close in the middle of the top 10.
Yeah.
We start getting a little bit more distance towards the top. So with 48 votes, Wylam's Thank You Lucky Stars. So in at number two, we have, drum roll please, track Green Cheek and Highland Park with What Could Go Wrong.
Mate, that was my...
Let's be honest, that is an absolutely awesome beer, right?
Yeah.
And it was great to see a rebrew of it. I can't say how much respect that we've got for Track. You know, having them on the show, that's one of the best episodes that we've done. Yeah. And, you know, lovely, lovely guys. And a fabulous beer. I know that Matt absolutely loved that beer.
Yeah, that was my beer of the year. Or beer of the first 6 months, without a doubt. There's been some cracking beers this year, but for me, that one stood out.
It was magnificent.
I think I said last week that, like, it was my year. That was my beer of the last, like, 3 years. I thought it was so good.
Just great.
I think anyone who's done the maths can work out we've got one tipper left. In
Okay, so that's a little bit silly and embarrassing. But.
And I've got a can right here. So our number one of the mid-year, like, beer premiere is a three-way flat. So I've got one too.
Yay.
North, triple hopped, and Premier Hops, triple IPA.
Wow.
So look, Tony, we do this, you and me do this, before even Triple Hopped existed, right? We've done this because both of us have got, I suspect, a bit of a passion for statistics, and we saw people submitting top nines. It's like, well, wouldn't it be a great idea to just, like, put a cumulative together and just see what everyone likes?
Yeah,
and then it spiraled out from there. Look, last year I thought I wanted to get as many people as possible voting for the top nine, right? Because the more people that submit it, the better. And so I thought, right, what better way than to try and bring in a sponsor? So I spoke to the guys at Premier Hop. I said, you know, do you want to be part of it? Put some beers in for a competition. And they then, like, lumped in with, like, loads of great beers. And it just went from there. North won it. And then North contacted us and said, do you want to do a beer? I mean, look, it's got nothing to do with whether, you know, any sort of bias or whatsoever. You know, the fact that we did a beer with North is... You know, that's humbling, right? And that is something that we'll always, always have with us. But the fact is, this is the beers that people love, right?
This is what I love is that this beer's happened so naturally.
Yeah,
and you know, beer's subjective, and everyone's going to have a different take on the best top nine beers that they've drunk. But, you know, when you can get to have 200 people putting their input and start pulling together what, you know, the kind of general consensus is, then yeah, you start building a picture around what some of these awesome beers are that we've had this year. And yeah, I mean, congratulations, guys. I mean, that's a massive effort. And as I say, it was an absolute steal. You ran away with it.
It's all down to North, but also we knew that North could do it because we love North. And they're one of the brewers that we would want to collaborate with as well, and Premier Hop as well. Premier Hop really kind of they're there at the forefront of the community. Best bottle shop, you know, online bottle shop. Yeah, it's a proper community beer, and the fact it was great as well. It's just like a real bonus.
It really is. You know, I've said it without bringing out the cliches. You know what I mean? The fact that it's got triple hopped on it means nothing. You know what I mean? Because it's like everyone voted for that North beer, and because everyone voted for the North beer, we got a chance to brew a beer with North that then gave back to the community. Do you know what I mean? It's got triple hopped written on it, but the fact is that's the people's beer. Without sounding like the cliche, because that's what it is. So you know, it's fantastic that people loved it, and you know, fingers crossed we've got a chance to either brew it again or brew another iteration of it with different hops or whatever else. But you know, the fact is, we will always have that moment when we brewed it with them, you know, where we worked through the recipe with them, because they were so like generous with that as well, Tony. You know what I mean? It wasn't just a we're brewing this. It was what style should we do? You know, the guys at Premier Hop wanted to do a triple fruited goes. Me and Simon wanted to do a dipper. It was Matt that said,
let's do a triple.
We need to do a tipper because it's the year of the tipper. You know, it's like kudos to Matt. And then we went through the whole sort of like, what hops are we going to use? We landed on a recipe. They invited us up there. We did the podcast. We went out for food with them. It was just like great times, you know.
It wasn't roamed in. We were part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's part of that makes it special. It's not like it was just our name on it. They let us in the whole way through. I mean, it's just brilliant, you know.
Yeah. Which leads me nicely then on to my next question. So clearly you've had a huge success off the back of this collaboration with North and Premier Hop on the Triple IPA. And you know, you've only got to have a little look on tap to see the ratings to agree with that. I guess kind of two-part question, are there any plans for a rebrew? And following that, do you have your sights set on a collaboration with any other breweries in the UK or further afield?
Well,
go on, Simon. You pick this up.
We've got a collaboration with Arundel coming in the next couple of weeks. And Arundel Brewery, they actually gave us our first collaboration at the Arundel Brewfest. But it never went to can. So this time they've rebrewed it, and it's going to be canned as well. So hopefully everyone can try it. This time it's a double IPA, oat cream, imperial oat cream IPA with Citra Cryo and Mosaic and what's the other one's Neil?
Strata
and Vic Secret. So that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be, we're going to go down for the canning of it, and it's going to be available for everyone on the 20th of July. I had the first version and it was amazing.
Yeah, I was there. I was lucky enough to try the first version on tap at Arundel, and it was a quality beer. So yeah, I'm very much
right.
I think the thing is,
not many people had it.
This time around, you know, we had a say in it last time. We had more of a say into it this time in terms of, you know, the addition of Strata, ramping up the ABV north of 8%. More oats, and obviously, you know, Simon has designed the can as well, because you know, Simon's a very talented designer who works in the background. He does a lot of the engineering on the show as well. So, you know, kudos to Simon, you know, with the whole design on the can. So, really excited to see that coming out next.
What about beyond that? Going to become like a regular thing, triple hop, getting out on the road and brewing up some big boys.
So we're going to do a triple sour with Make Make. We're going to do one with them.
Wow.
And we'll see what goes from there. I mean, we're definitely going to do that. We've not got any other plans at this point. But coming back to your original question on a rebrew, whether that's the same, whether that's the same recipe or whether that's different hops or another twist on it with North, we would dearly love to do that. So let's see what happens.
It'd be great to do another version with different hops. I think it'd be nice to be change it up a little bit. Like it was pretty much perfect before, but you might as well do a remix of it. You know.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. We see that in the second half of the year. I think that'll be an absolute sellout. All right, so then the last little bit from me then. You've heard the top 10 beers. I just wanted to do a quick run through of the top breweries. So obviously we've got individual beers that have been really well voted, but you've got some breweries who have been putting out, you know, a vast array of different beers that have got a load of different votes between them. So when you look at the kind of total votes for each brewery, it's a slightly different picture. So yeah, just to quickly run through the top five without further ado then, the top five for this year, we've actually got a joint fifth place. 107 votes for both breweries is Verdant and Wylam.
Wow.
So Verdant having been number one last year, in at number five alongside Wylam, who were fifth last year. But that
just goes to show again, Tony, with that vote cannibalization with Verdant, right? So top 10, we had two Wylam, no Verdant at all. But yet that just goes to show that there's still so many beers still getting voted for them to still hit the top five, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fair point, right? Okay, so that's top five, the joint fifth.
Number four was Cloudwater. You're coming down from second place last year. Cloudwater took fourth place in the mid-year with 112 votes from 22 different beers. Moving on in at number three, we had, and moving up a place from last year, was Daya. 168 votes across 25 different beers. This is getting a bit familiar, isn't it? Number two was Track with 191 different votes across 17 different beers, which leaves the brewery of the year, or of the half year, I should say, of the mid-year point, with 210 entries across 22 different beers, was North Bruco.
See, 22 different beers, even with the winning beer of the competition so far, that's still a whopping number of votes across a huge array of beers, right?
It's huge. That's the North domination there, isn't it?
Yeah. Hell,
look at that. Track, North and Cloudwater dominating again, like North.
Yeah. I think that, you know, those for me, they are the three top breweries anyway. You know, we came down to it. There's some for me omissions in the top 10 list. The Cloudwater Dipper, Birthday Dipper, was magnificent, right? It was adventurous and brave. It was magnificent. We didn't see Chubbles in the top 10, did we, Tony?
So I'll tell you now then, the fifth Birthday Dipper from Cloudwater was in at number 11. It barely missed out.
Wow.
And Chubbles was 16.
Wow.
But just going back to the breweries, I kind of just wanted to do a little shout out. I know you've had them on the show already, but Pomona Island, they weren't in the top 10 in terms of one individual beer, but they've had 20 different beers.
They've
been putting out just an absolute array of incredible beers. I mean, I've only got my hands on a couple of them personally, but you know, having read the reviews and seen the posts from a load of people, Pomona have just appeared from absolutely nowhere. And again, as you said earlier, Track have come out of nowhere as well to take number two place, having not been in in the top five at the end of the year. You know, those two breweries have just come from nowhere this year.
Look, I tell you what, right? Whether it's a beer with Triple Hop's name on it that came in top nine, it doesn't matter, right?
No.
We are the show that champions the consumer of beer, right? And that's why we wanted you on. Not to say, oh my God, there was a possibility that we were going to win this. It was because it's all about the consumer at the end of the day. And we want to be at the forefront of what people are drinking. And we want to be, you know, sort of broadcasting what people are enjoying. And thank you so much, right, on behalf of everyone that commits to submitting to the list, right? Thank you very much. Because, you know, everyone submits to it. I know how much effort it takes to put all that together. That's real love for the scene. That's real love for the craft. And thank you for doing that. And thank you for coming on as well, right?
No worries. Thanks for having me on. I'm just looking forward to passing that baton back over to you, mate.
I might take that macro on the spreadsheet, my friend, because it's never easy. And it's, you know, I've got to say thank you again for coming on. And that's a great list. And for everyone that's listening that contributed and submitted their entries into it, thank you. Because it just goes to show what a great scene we've got, right? And the UK beer scene goes from strength to strength with the quality that we're producing. So thank you.
Thanks to everyone for getting involved. No problem.
Cheers. Thank you guys.